All right, more on that in a minute. As promised, we're joined right now by the head basketball coach at San Diego State. He is in his fourth season now with the Aztecs, a National Coach of the Year, 2020 Mountain West Coach of the Year, first coach in school history with 21 seasons in each of his first three seasons in charge. San Diego State is 17-4. They are number 22 in the AP poll, and they've got another big one tomorrow night. They are hosting Boise State. Brian Dutcher is my guest. Brian, nice to have you on the show. How are you?
Thanks, Jim, and thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, Brian. So bring me up to date. You beat Fresno State on Saturday. That was your eighth straight win. How impressed have you been with the way the team is playing right now in late February when the pressure really starts to mount?
Yeah, we're feeling a little pressure, Jim. I mean, this is crunch time. We're not a Power 5 conference, obviously, so every win is critical for us to try to make sure we put ourselves in a position to make it to the big dance in March.
Now, we're talking about this, Brian. The season is so unusual, and the schedule is so unusual. Like, you're in second place in the conference, and you've got first place Boise State coming to your place tomorrow night and Saturday, and you're tied with them in the loss column, and you're three games back in the win column. So how do you approach these games, these back-to-back games? What's it like to play that two-game series?
You know, I like the back-to-backs because the prep time is so much shorter in between games. You make an adjustment or two. I mean, when you have a travel, all of a sudden you're playing Wyoming and then you play Colorado State and the turnaround's just as fast. It's like a whole another prep. So these back-to-back games I found really good for a preparation and a chance to meet that same team back-to-back.
Brian Dutcher joining us. And of course, Brian, it's a lot to ask of the players because it's something so different, but everybody's had to make that adjustment. What about the group? What kind of conversations have you had with them about dealing with something that is very different? And it's different in the sense that now we have a new norm and their response to it.
This has been a great group. And we were shut down in the apartment in the fall for a couple of weeks. But since then, we've had business as usual. So we've been fortunate. We've avoided the COVID. We've been able to have a normal experience, as normal as it can be, but that requires great discipline from the kids, and they've had that. You know, the fact they can't go home, they have to stay in the county, they have to socially distance, they have to follow protocol, stay in their pods, and just, you can do all those things, Jim, and we've seen it, you can still come down with it. So we've been blessed to have the season we've had. Our administration, our university's done a great job finding a way to get us on the floor, and we're just embracing every time we can play a basketball game.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ryan, I'm kind of curious about that because I know that when you have college athletes, they're wired a little bit differently, and they've got to have a certain sense of purpose and focus and discipline. As an example, I've got a college-age son. We have a college-age son, and he's at Wisconsin, so he's in the Midwest, and it's cold, and he can't get outside, and he's stuck in his apartment, and there's online schooling, and it's just the experience is so different, and it's so challenging for young people to deal with. I think the average fan does not understand. They look at a basketball team like yours and just think, well, this is what these guys do. What's it like for somebody that age to deal with those kinds of challenges? And mentally, in terms of mental health, what kind of help do you give them?
You've got to be wired the right way to deal with this. And these kids I've got need to be wired the right way. You know, when you tell them they can't go home for a day at Christmas because they'd have to sit 10 days if they did. When you tell them they can't we give them a day off. We've had a Saturday game. They have Sunday off. They're an hour from home. They can't go home. That discipline that's required is incredible for them to be able to make those kind of sacrifices to give themselves a chance to play college basketball. And it's not easy. I mean, obviously, we have senior night coming up that's supposed to be Saturday night against Boise. We've got guys that have been in the program 4 years, Matt Mitchell, Jordan Shackle, four-year guys in our program that can't have their parents walk out to midcourt with them and be recognized for all they've done for San Diego State basketball and San Diego State University. And all those moments we miss, and it's been a struggle for everybody, but we found a way to make the best of it.
And I'm glad you actually explained it exactly like that. That's exactly what I was getting at, because I think that on the outside, average people looking in don't understand the sort of challenges the players are facing. Now, yesterday, Brian, I spoke with Leonard Hamilton about his ability to reload at Florida State. You go 30-2 last season. You send an All-American like Malachi Flynn to the NBA, and yet you're right back here the next year battling for another conference title. How do you explain that?
It's just that Steve Fisher built something special here, and I've been able to take over and try to maintain the great things that he started at San Diego State. This was a wasteland for college basketball, but the university put up a beautiful arena that we were fortunate enough to get into. We've got a great recruiting base in California. We've been able to stretch outside our borders, and we've built it the right way. We built it with kids that are about the right things, that want to win games beyond anything else, and that go about their business daily, that love basketball, that want to be in the gym, want to do the right things. And it's just been an incredible run. To think over the last 2 years, we're 47-6. That's pretty darn good.
It's actually amazing. Brian Dutcher joining us. And clearly, it's about recruiting for everybody. And in your case, it seems to me it's about recruiting to a certain identity. And in terms of that identity, what are we talking about, Brian? We're talking about defense. You've said it yourself. If a guy is going to go to San Diego State, he knows he's going to have to guard at an elite level. When you tell that to players, generally, how do they respond?
Well, they all think they want to play defense until they have to play defense.
Right, right.
So I tell them, if you guard hard, if you play maximum at the defensive end, I'll let you roll offensively. I'll let you play with great freedom. But you have to guard to get that kind of freedom at the offensive end. And so we have guys that have embraced that. They play extremely hard defensively. And then on offense, they play with tremendous freedom. They play together. They share the ball, and they play the right way.
All right, so finally, as you get ready for that series with Boise State, what is the number one key in your mind when it comes to facing them?
They've got great talent. They're very well coached. Leon Rice is a veteran in this league. He knows what he's doing. And I think a lot's going to be dependent on who rebounds the basketball. It's who gets the loose ball. When two teams are evenly matched, it's usually a play outside of what you're running. It's a loose ball rebound. It's a putback that makes all the difference in the world. And I think that will be the key. What team is able to get a loose ball, get a putback, when the game's on the line.
San Diego State getting it done once again. They're 17-4 on the year. They're number 22 in the AP poll, and they've got a couple of big ones coming up. Starting tomorrow night at home against Boise State, their head coach is Brian Dutcher. Brian, great to have you back. Good luck this weekend, and always good to have you here in the jungle.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good talking to you, Brian. Thanks so much. Steve Fisher got that thing going. Like he said, Brian Dutcher said it best. That was kind of a basketball wasteland. And then Steve Fisher comes in and builds that thing up. And Brian Dutcher, has kept that thing moving. He's kept it rolling.